promiseofgod.net.
Hi, Brother Thomas.
Hello, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, I have a heated question for you today. Is there fire in hell?
Well, that's a good question. Is there fire in hell? Let me read something, an article that I got off the internet. It says the deepest places on the earth are in South Africa, where mining companies have excavated or dug 3.5 kilometers into the earth to extract gold. No one has seen deeper into the earth than the South African miners because the heat and pressure felt at these depths prevents humans from going any further. Here's another article that talks about hot lava. Of course, we all know that hot lava comes from beneath the Earth's surface and is also very hot. This article says there's a lot of heat within the Earth, and this heat is produced by radioactive decay of naturally occurring radioactive elements within the Earth. It is the same process that allows a nuclear reactor to generate heat. But in the Earth, the radioactive material is much less concentrated. However, because the Earth is so much bigger than a nuclear power plant, it can produce a lot of heat. Anyway, this heat is enough to partially melt rocks in the upper mantle, about 50 or 100 kilograms below the surface. I say partially melt because the rocks don't completely melt. As you can guess, most rocks are made up of more than one material, and these different minerals have different melting temperatures. This means that when a rock starts to melt, some of the minerals get melted to a much greater degree than others. The main reason this is important is that the liquid magma or hot lava that is generated is not just the molten equivalent of the starting rock, but instead something different. Yeah, here's another article. It says, I'm mostly familiar with the temperature of Hawaii lavas, and they seem to be at the hot end of the range. When they erupt, they are probably around 1,170 to 1,170 degrees centigrade. That converts to about 2,104 degrees Fahrenheit. Yet here's another. It says the innermost layer is the core of the Earth. It is about 4,000 miles thick. It has two parts. The inner core, which is red, usually red on diagrams, and then the outer core, which is usually melon colored on diagrams. The inner core is very, very hot and made of heavy metals, but mostly iron. I read on another article where it said that it is the mantle, but the outer core. The core, you have two parts of the core. You have the very center, or the core, and then you have the outer core. And the outer core is actually the part where they talked about where there is molten rivers of molten rock, rivers of molten rock that just flows around in tubes. And we have from our study, according to Scripture, found out that hell is in the center of the Earth. So we can use what scientists who study the Earth have discovered, and does it back up what the Bible says? Well, I would have to say absolutely yes, it does. If God, through His Word, points to hell as being in the center of the Earth, and then we'll look at some verses here in just a moment, or a verse here in just a moment, which points that there are flames, or that there is fire in hell. So if hell is in the center of the earth, or around the core of the earth, and they said that the temperature of the core is very hot, and then you have the molten rock, or iron, is there fire in the center of the earth? Yes. Did Christ go to the center of the earth? Based upon Scripture, that's where He went. And we'll discuss later why He went there. But He went to the center of the earth. And so, where's hell? Hell's in the center of the earth. Is there a fire in hell? Is there scientific proof that points to the fact that as to what Scripture says? And the answer to that is what I've just read. The answer to that is yes. Turn to Luke 16, and this is a story about Lazarus and the rich man. And here, Christ actually describes, as we see the scene in hell. In verse 19, it says, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now is he comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which could pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." We have a description here as to what hell is like. It's almost like there's two rooms in which those, the Old Testament saints, could be seen by those who are in a place called torment. And remember, this is all in the center of the earth. And notice that I emphasize in that one place that the rich man who died and went to hell was found being in flames, and he was asking to be comforted by Father Abraham. So we see two compartments, like two rooms, and that there's something dividing these two rooms where they can see one another, but they cannot go from one place to the other. One is Abraham's bosom. There seems to be no torment there, and there seems to be comfort there in this place called Abraham's bosom. But here's one place in Scripture where it gives evidence that there is definitely fire in hell. Hell, again, we've learned that hell is like a jail. It is a compartment where those who have denied the love of God and want to live in their sin, when they die, they go to the center of the earth, and they go to a place called hell or torment, and which we see based upon what scientists say and based upon what scriptures say, and they go hand in hand with one another, and which is there heat, is there flames, is there fire and intensity of heat in hell. If hell is in the center of the earth, like Christ pointed out, the answer to that would be yes, there is fire in hell. There are also those who believe that the dead have no consciousness, and that there are those who, that when you're dead, you're dead. But this is not so. Over in Luke 16, the rich man certainly seems like he is feeling the flames in the center of the earth, known in a compartment known as hell. And the word hell here, found in Luke 16, where it says, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment. The word hell here, many would like to say, is the grave. But this is not the word for grave. This is the word which stands for, it means the unseen state, or the unseen world, or the underworld, as some call it. And of course, this is referring to where the dead go. And so this here, so far from what we've learned about hell, and from what scientists say, and the fact that if hell is in the center of the earth, is there fire in hell? According to scientists, the center of the earth is very, very hot. They don't know the true temperature of it. But we read some temperatures a while ago of hot lava, and near the, and also about 30 miles below the surface of the earth, and how hot it gets, that a human being can't go any further below the earth because of the pressure and the temperature. So, is a person conscious when he dies? And if he goes to hell, is he conscious? He's very conscious. He's very conscious indeed. You see, the spirit, your spirit, will live forever. It will exist forever. And whatever you do with Jesus Christ, if you reject Jesus Christ, then your destiny is to go to the center of the earth, to a compartment that is known as hell, or to a compartment known as a place called torment, named by Christ, where there are flames and where there is a consciousness and where you will feel the heat of the fire. And if anyone doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I would think twice about rejecting Christ and wanting to continue to live in sin. I would think twice about the love gift that came upon Calvary to pay for the sins of mankind. If within hearing distance you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I would think twice. Hot lava itself, I named a while ago, was 1,000, I don't remember now, over 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. No, 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And you just stop and think what a little bit of, what a little burn does when you burn with a match, you burn your finger and the intensity and the heat of it, and how you remove the flame and it's still burning. Well, you stop and think about over 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit with fire all over your body. And simply because you refuse to repent of your sin and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior with a sincere heart, to accept the love gift of God and to confess that you are a sinner and to admit that you're a sinner, and then to simply repent, to turn away from that way of life and get to come to and to come to the Savior, to come to Jesus Christ. You just stop and think about that pain next time. The next time you hear the gospel, and you hear the gospel about the love gift of Jesus Christ and how he died for your sins, if you'd bow your head right now and say these words and pray and ask him to come into your heart and to forgive you of your sins, the next time you hear that, if you don't do it right now, the next time you hear that, I want you to think about that heat. I want you to think about that small burn and how much that 2,000 degree burn all over your body would feel. I pray to God. I hope before you turn me off, I hope if there's somebody out there that doesn't know Christ, that's your future, that's your fate. And I hope you will accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264, or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net, or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.